In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, Episode 4.
Coffee Break Español!
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso, in which we'll be bringing you a quick shot of Spanish to help you keep thinking about the language on a regular basis. Thanks again for all your comments, reviews, and emails this week. Please keep them coming. We're going to get straight on with today's episode. Empecemos ya! ¿Os acordáis de la foto de la semana pasada? Cocodrilos en toda la laguna Nichupté. Crocodiles in the Nichupté Lagoon in Cancún, Mexico. Well, the photo for this week's episode is linked to that. It's a simple photo with a simple message, but there is quite a lot we can say about it. It's a warning notice, un aviso, and this notice was hanging right by the water's edge, and it says simply, no nadar. It's not difficult to understand, it means no swimming. If you're listening to this episode on the podcasts app of your mobile device, you should be able to see the photo. If not, head over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Now, nadar is, of course, the infinitive form of the verb, and we can use no plus the infinitive to give a generalized command or instruction. No nadar, no swimming. No entrar, no entry. No fumar, no smoking. Or perhaps in a gift shop you might see a sign saying no tocar, no touching or do not touch. In each case, we're not talking to anyone in particular. It's not a real imperative form, a command form. We're not saying, for example, no toques, do not touch when you're talking to a tú in a tú situation, or no entres or no nades or anything like that. It's simply an instruction telling us what we've not to do. Let's think about how we translate this in English. No nadar means no swimming, as we've seen. No entrar, no entry. So where Spanish uses the infinitive, we tend to use a noun, as in no entry, or a gerund form of the verb, no swimming, no smoking. And the reason I mention this is that we need to remember how to translate this into Spanish. So if we're translating this kind of general command, a general instruction from English into Spanish, and we're using the gerund form or a noun form, then we need to remember that in Spanish we don't use the same situation. We don't say no nadando or no fumando or anything like that. It's the infinitive that we use. Generally, infinitives are used more regularly in Spanish than they would be in English. Think of me gusta tocar el piano. I like playing the piano. So we go from the gerund form in English, playing, but you can't say me gusta tocando el piano. You have to say me gusta tocar el piano. Let's come back to our no instructions, our negative instructions here. If we wanted to say, let's say, no eating in a taxi, if there was a sign in a taxi saying no eating, how would we say this? It wouldn't be no comiendo, using the gerund form, it would be no comer, no comer, using the infinitive. There's one other thing that we can mention about the use of the infinitives, but this time in a positive sense. We can sometimes use a before the infinitive to mean let's do something. Common examples of this could include a ver, let's see, or we'll wait and see, a ver, or a trabajar, let's get to work. We'll see more examples of these in future lessons. You can practice these constructions with our translation exercise in this week's lesson notes, which form part of our premium materials. If you've not already signed up for a membership, then you can find out all you need to know at coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. Okay, it's time for...
Subjunctive of the Week!
It is indeed time for the subjunctive of the week, and this is when we say hola to Fernanda.
Hola, Marc, ¿cómo te va?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú, qué tal?
Yo muy bien. Bueno, el subjuntivo de esta semana es quiero que.
Ah, so I want that. Sounds
excelente,
a little funny,
Marc.
But I'm sure it'll make more sense when we hear some examples.
Sí, aquí van los ejemplos. Entonces, el primer ejemplo es quiero que me escuches y que hagas lo que te digo. Vamos a repetirlo. Quiero que me escuches y que hagas lo que te digo.
Es un poco difícil esta vez, ¿no?
Sí, lo que pasa es que tiene dos subjuntivos la oración. Uh-huh. ¿Sabes lo que significa la oración?
Okay, well, let's think about this one, because if we translate it literally, it would mean, let's go through it word by word.
Sí, entonces quiero.
I want.
Que me escuches.
That you listen to me.
Y que hagas.
And that you do.
Lo que te digo.
That which I tell you. Suena un poco raro, ¿no?
Sí, en inglés suena raro, pero en español está perfecto.
Entonces, en inglés diríamos, not I want that you listen to me and that you do that which I want. We wouldn't say that. What we would say is, I want you to listen to me and to do what I tell you. So in Spanish, we have to change that into the subjunctive form because there are two different subjects. I want that you do something.
Sí, sí, es una petición. Entonces, ¿quieres que alguien haga algo por ti o para ti? Bueno, vamos a ver los verbos que están conjugados en subjuntivo en la oración. El primero es escuches, que viene del verbo escuchar.
Claro, so escuchar means to listen to.
Sí, muy bien, Marc. Y el segundo es hagas, que viene del verbo hacer.
A little more irregular this one. Hacer, or hacer, as Fernanda says, becomes hagas. Tú hagas. Quiero que hagas.
Sí, excelente.
So we just need to remember, when there are two subjects, we don't use an infinitive like we do in English. I want you to do something. We change it to I want that you do something. Vamos a escuchar otro ejemplo.
Bueno, el segundo ejemplo es, mis padres quieren que deje de jugar a los videojuegos.
Ah, yo pienso que mi hijo podría decir eso, ¿no?
Sí, bueno, a mí me pasaba también de pequeñita. Lo voy a repetir otra vez. Mis padres quieren que deje de jugar a los videojuegos.
Entonces, ¿qué son los videojuegos?
Bueno, ¿qué crees tú, Marqués? Como el...
Video games, sí. Creo, ¿no?
Muy bien, muy bien.
Y también hay una frase interesante en esta oración. Dejar de hacer algo, que quiere decir to stop doing something. Entonces, vamos a repetir la frase.
Sí, repitámosla. Mis padres quieren que deje de jugar a los videojuegos. Y el subjuntivo en esta oración es deje, que viene de dejar. Y como Marc decía, es cuando alguien quiere que pares de hacer algo.
Cuando alguien quiere que pares de hacer algo o que dejes de hacer algo, dos subjuntivos, ¿no?
Sí, muy bien.
Pues muchas gracias, Fernanda.
De nada, Marc. Hasta la próxima.
Subjunctive of the week.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. And now it's time for the final part of this week's espresso, and that is our quotation of the week. We've been looking at un aviso this week, a warning, so we've chosen a nice quotation for you, which comes from the French novelist Louis Botach. It goes like this: Más vale un consejo que 10 avisos, pero más vale una ayuda que 10 consejos. I'll say that again. Más vale un consejo que 10 avisos, pero más vale una ayuda que 10 consejos. So let's think about what this means. Más vale literally means more is worth. So it's better to have, or it's worth more. Un consejo, one piece of advice, que 10 avisos, than 10 warnings. So rather than warning someone about something, it's better to give a piece of advice. Pero más vale una ayuda que 10 consejos. But it's worth more, or it's better to help someone, to give someone a helping hand, una ayuda, que 10 consejos, than 10 pieces of advice. So this quotation is all about helping people rather than giving them advice or indeed giving them warnings. Más vale un consejo que 10 avisos, pero más vale una ayuda que 10 consejos. And that's where we're going to leave you for the Coffee Break Spanish Espresso this week. Don't forget that you can benefit from our premium materials, and you can sign up for a monthly membership. That involves going over to coffeebreakspanishespresso.com and clicking on the appropriate button there. And for that, you'll get our lesson notes for each lesson with full vocabulary, a transcript of our conversations, and indeed an exercise to help you practice your Spanish. There's also a video version of each episode, which lets you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakspanishespresso.com. We hope you've enjoyed this espresso shot of Coffee Break Spanish. However, this has been only a small taste of our full menu of courses available. Whether you're an absolute beginner, getting ready for a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, or you're studying Spanish at an advanced level and want to improve your grammar or increase your range of expression, we have a course for you. To take your Spanish to the next level, head over to coffeebreakspanish.com. Coffee Break Español! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.